Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Are you living with regret over the time you've wasted, the opportunities you've squandered, the sins you've committed and the relationships you've destroyed? You see, the reason so many of us never get where we're supposed to be in life is because we don't want to leave where we are. But so often in the plans of God, letting go is the door to your destiny. Holding on to regrets will always hold you back from living the life God wants you to live. When you focus on your past mistakes, it calls you to run from the life God created you to live. It's a new day with a new opportunity to get your life together and move on to greater things. So don't waste it looking back in regret. In today's message titled, It's Time to Move On, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to break free from regret to avoid missing your destiny by holding on. Let's join in.
We all deal with missed opportunities, regrets, sorrows, and disappointment. No one is exempted. You can look back and feel sad about what you should have done, shouldn't have done, would have done, couldn't do, didn't do. God can restore you, my friend. God can do more with your future than you could do if you were to live your last all over again. Let me repeat this. My friend, I assure you that God can do more with your future than you could do if you were to live your past all over again. God wants you to move on. That's the kind of God we serve. So we can be free from regrets, disappointments, missed opportunities, past sins, broken relationships, and many other situations that we face in our lives. We all have that. We are all going to deal with these things. People think regret is a good thing. Of course, you shouldn't feel good about the bad things you did. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10 that, for godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. See, the worldly sorrow produces death, but godly sorrow, there is some regret initially, but it doesn't last forever. God wants you to move on. Obviously, it's not going to last forever because God is going to wipe every tear from our eyes when we get to heaven. So, regret is not God's long-term will for you, my friend. You can apply the full manifestation of some of the inheritance that God has for us, even whilst you live on this earth. It's not a long-term will for you. He wants you to move on. God wants you to move on with the life He has given you, no matter what has happened in the past, no matter what you are facing at the moment. Are you dealing with loss of loved ones? Maybe you may be asking this question. I am dealing with the loss of a loved one or loved ones. Maybe people you love so much have passed away. So you think it should be a long-term will for God's life for you to live in grief and sorrow and disappointments and regrets. This is something that there is no escape from unless you go to heaven first. The longer you live, the more people you are going to know that pass away and regret that you didn't love them or show your love enough. There are all kinds of things that you think you should have, you could have, you would have, and just the loss itself. People are defensive, and I'm not here to say that you shouldn't have a process to go through, but it shouldn't last forever. Jesus wants us to be happy. Jesus wants us to be filled with joy. That's why He comforts you when you mourn. He wraps His love around you. He said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. That's in Matthew chapter 5 verse 4. Jesus wants us to move on in life. I heard this testimony about a lady who was happily married and had three children. They were on a family trip. She was driving their minivan and she fell asleep at the wheel. The van went out of control. It threw out her husband and their middle child and they died, sadly. It was devastating. She nearly lost her mind because it was not only the loss but the guilt. So she was dealing with guilt and grief and it was almost more than she could bear. But she gave herself to the Lord and she gave herself to the Word of God. Most people would think you cannot get over something like that. Maybe you shouldn't get over something like that. You did something terrible. You will have to bear that scar for the rest of your life. And that's where people are. And you cannot talk them out of it. That's their decision. But I don't believe that long-term chronic grief is God's will for His people. Jesus wants to set you free. This lady gave herself to the Lord. She prayed. She went to Bible school. She got in the Word of God. And 4 years after that accident, she got married to a new husband. God set her free. And now her new husband testified that she's one of the happiest people he has ever met. Is that not wonderful? If this woman could get over that, then you and I can get over ours. That's what her testimony does. You may have lived a married life compared to her. We all have disappointments and regrets. You may be saying, if you have been through what I have been through, then you will understand. But the Bible says there is no temptation taking you such as is common to man. But people say, man is special. I tell you, very few people have gone through what this lady had to deal with. But she overcame the situation. Once she shares her testimony, people begin to realize that what happened to her is worse than what happened to me. And if she's happy, got over it, and moved on with her life, then I can get over mine and move on too. Hallelujah. It's God in us who makes us strong and overcomers. It's God in us who makes us brave and courageous. It's Him in us who gives us confidence. It's Him in us who gives us eyes to see a hopeful future that He had planned for us. It's Him in us who allows us to not worry. It's Him in us who gives us the tools to fight battles bigger than ourselves. To fight against disappointments and regrets, and to move on in life. It's Him in us who helps us to overcome darkness. It's Him in us who gives us joy, even in sorrow. So when you feel fearful, in panic, overcome by darkness, know that it's Him in us who can tackle and overcome all things. Not by our strength, but His strength in us. Bible says, greater is He who is in us than those who are out there. His Holy Spirit that lives in us is our greatest weapon. With His strength, we can overcome anything, including disappointments, depression, anxiety, past sins, broken relationships, and regrets, and so on. You are accepted in the Beloved. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. That's recorded in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. So let me tell you that you are highly favored and accepted. Start quoting that instead of thinking about the failures and disappointments. It sounds so simple, but it just works. It is true. The Word of God works. It's time to move on, my friend. The Bible says in Psalm 30 verses 11 and 12 that you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothe me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Is this not powerful for us? If you apply that to your life, God is literally saying he can turn your mourning into dancing. Mourning is a sad thing. We all know that. It's a condition and it's got real factual evidence supporting it. You don't mourn over nothing. Something has to happen for you to mourn. And he can turn real mourning, which is a real condition, into dancing. That's quite a claim. Only God can back that up, my friend. But I tell you, God can do it. And if you let him, he can turn your mourning into dancing and you can move on in life. We can enjoy part of the inheritance God had for us. And that means we must get rid of these sorrows and move on with our lives. God takes away the mourning of his people. And what does he give them instead of it? Dancing. That's what we just read. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. He makes our hearts to dance at the mention of his name. He turns our mourning into dancing when we approach him in prayer. And a great deal more than that, I tell you. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. He takes off their sackcloth. What a delight to be gotten rid of your mourning and be replaced with dancing and joy. He clothes us with gladness, not an ordinary cloth, but his royal and divine gladness, far, far better than the most expensive designer clothes that you can find in this world or in any designer shop in any country on planet Earth. I'm telling you, he clothes you with his royal, divine gladness. That's better than the designer clothes. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. Your sackcloth is a loose one. It will soon come off. You can move on with your life, my friend. God will put off the clothes of mourning, disappointment, regrets, past sins, and so on, and replace them with joy. Your sorrow will turn to joy. Joy is the true replacement of your sorrow. We have every reason to rejoice. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You can move on with your life no matter what has happened. You can every day wake up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Move on, my friend, and just forget about your sadness, your disappointments, your regrets, and carry on in life. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.